I just watched The Black Phone. What did I think? Hold on. The Black Phone. First thought. Ethan Hawke as the villain. He does a really good job. I don't think I've seen him as a villain before. At least I don't recall. So I know they made a relatively big deal in some of the marketing about this, but he does a really good job in this. Ethan Hawke, I'm a fan. I've been a fan for a long time. I think my favorite stuff from him is the Before trilogy with Julie Delpy, directed by Richard Linklater. And anything he's done with Richard Linklater is very good. Obviously, he's done Sinister with this director slash writing team. So, anyway, if you're not familiar with Ethan Hawke, it's worth becoming familiar. But you probably are. I'll get this out of the way. I really don't have anything negative to say. The only thing that distracted me a little in the beginning was some of the dialogue felt... I don't know if it was ADR'd, because if it was, it was done pretty well, but there was just something that felt off about Finn and his sister talking in a couple scenes early on, but that all, either I adapted to it, or that stopped being the case later. So it wasn't really an issue, but it did stand out to me in the moment. The setting and the music, it's set in 1978, and there's some really good needle drop moments, especially one right at the end. Very, very good use of a particular song that I don't want to spoil at all. And if you don't know the song, it just fits the moment anyway. So it's very artfully done. And like I said, the setting, the period setting of it was a very enjoyable. The acting all around was very solid. Other than those, that brief moment where I was just noticing something with the dialogue, everything ended up gelling in a very natural way. The movie definitely hooked me pretty right away at the beginning. Within the first 15, 16 minutes, I knew I was going to watch it all the way through to the end. So that's something that I don't always feel. I've played games with myself where I'll watch on a streaming service where I can't decide. I'll just pick something. I'll watch the first 10, 15 minutes. And if I don't care at that point, I'll just move on to the next thing until I find something that hooks me. This movie, had I done that, would have hooked me pretty quick. So I personally find that to be highly valuable in my movie watching experiences. So the middle of the movie, which in many movies can drag or, you know, lose your interest in one way or another. For me, this movie kept evolving, or at least things kept changing at the right pace. So it kept me interested throughout the entire middle of the movie. This is rare, and often it's done in a very predictable way. And that can be actually more annoying than it's worth. So sometimes it's nice if a movie sort of meanders, because at least I can't tell what's coming next. This movie doesn't do that, but it also doesn't do it in a boring way. It moves, the pacing's good, and the story beats are interesting. Huge thumbs up from me. So the ending, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm going to say that it has one of those endings where every little thing comes together in a pretty satisfying way. It might be a little too clever or contrived for some people, but I enjoy that in a movie when it's done right. So it all comes together in just the right way. And there's little twists and turns and surprises all the way up until the end. And they pulled off beautifully. So when it's done right like this, it's enjoyable. It's not the most natural or organic ending, I guess. It's clearly written and structured and designed, but it's done well. So I appreciate that. This is a strong contender for me to actually purchase a physical copy of. I've really enjoyed this movie. My understanding is the Blu-ray releases, I think, today, the day this video is dropping, or possibly the day before, the day after, but I believe it's today. So I do have a link in the description below should you want to check it out in that way. I just watched it streaming on Peacock. So if you have Peacock, access to Peacock, you can stream it. Do that. Do it. And if you like it, buy it, or just buy it. Why not? You can't buy the things if you don't buy the things, so buy it. Buy all of them. And remember, I'm just like you. I buy all these things too. Until the next video.